And welcome to our Star Wars Shine Show. This is the Gleep Glossary for your Augie Doggy month.
Ooh.
We're talking about a legendary Star Wars character,
yes.
Melandro. And
yes.
This is like the seasons of legends, Steve. That's why I assembled legends here, including Steven Sadak.
Yeah, I mean, Galandro, I mean, I've been just waiting my whole life to know who and what this guy even is.
That's right. I mean, we got a little lick of him, a little taste of him on the Han Solo episode. If you're listening to this out of order, you might want to start there. And we're going to also start there with Andrew Jupin.
Yo, Galandro!
Mm-hmm. And the non-start, Chris Cabin.
I am glad to be here to talk about
the non-starter,
unrecognized supremacy of Galandro. It's a sadness that he's not known by more.
Unrealized ideas. Your unrealized ideas.
But like, this is not I did a little research. This is going to be a shorter one, folks, because he doesn't have the lore that Han Solo does.
But unbelievable.
This weird how that happens.
Legendary character that predates The Empire Strikes Back, I came to find. This character goes all the way back to a novel in 1979.
Ooh.
Wow, so that's crazy. A 1979 novel.
Is that Splinter in the Mind's Eye? Or
no, it's Han Solo's Revenge.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
But, yeah, I mean, I just can't believe. Steeped in history. And we're suddenly just pushing him to the side now. Oh, sorry. They're pogs or porgs or whatever. We need them.
Well,
Galandro sitting on the bench for how many fucking years?
Absolutely.
More than my entire fucking life. I didn't even know he existed.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you for bringing this up, because I do think this is what they said it was, the fact that it looks a little dark and that it underperformed. But I do think the reason we never got a second Solo movie is because they never wanted to deal with the controversy of Galandro beating his ass.
That's right.
Like, yep. Absolutely. Yep. Owning his shit.
It was too much. They would have easily greenlit a sequel, but
yes. They'd have
they
to
realized they would have to address Galandro and it would be egg on their face because his character's so good.
Yeah.
Wow. Solo 2 : Galandro's Revenge.
Yeah. You'd cast Chris Hemsworth, but you'd have to do like weird stuff for the camera to make him look even better. You know what I mean? It'd be like, we'd have to like, you know, put some Vaseline on the camera just to obscure how ugly Chris Hemsworth is in comparison to Galandro.
Exactly. Thank you. And we're all Galandro-pilled over here, folks.
Of course.
I've been thinking about this character nonstop. I've actually been doing some psycho shit. Mm. I've been driving in the car listening to Fernando by ABBA on repeat.
Wow.
I've been belting out Galandro in place of Fernando.
That's awesome.
That's a fun at-home game for you folks to play.
When you're losing your mind.
It's a hot summer.
The hottest
on Earth history. And I want to enjoy myself a little Galandro. And that's what we're going to do here today, reading from the Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangles.
Ooh, hell yeah.
There was something in the air that night. Solo beefed against Galandro.
God damn, love him. Yes, and you know, thank you, Andy, for having the foresight to put in Galandro into the book. And quite a nice little sketch of him here. I love the droopy mustache that's got a little beads going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like a poncho. And
ooh.
It looks like he's got a rockin' crotch, too.
Okay.
So
you know he's got a rockin' crotch, Galandro.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's the thing is, I thought, no, I'm not even kidding. I did that for like a week. And it's going to start up again. I'm going to have to do that.
Honey, it's starting again.
I got somewhere to go after this, and I think I'm going to be belting Galandro in the car. So let's.
I got an image here where Galandro looks a little bit like Diedrich Bader, which is not a bad situation.
Ooh, okay.
Get him in there.
By the way, I should mention real quick. Yes, we're going to be reading the Legends stuff, but apparently Star Wars had the foresight to canonize Galandro recently. He's mentioned, I think, just briefly as in this book about smugglers. Star Wars Smuggler's Guide is now the first mention of Galandro in the new canon.
Whoa.
So I don't think anything's going to come from that. But
now what you want to do, boys, is Smuggler's Guide. You want to loosen that asshole, right? You want to loosen that asshole. Get it nice, ready to go. That's all the spice gets you, but the spice in a condom.
Now you're going to want to use a lot of condoms, but not the way you're used to. It's Galandro a new way to use condoms.
Galandro can get like 12 balloons up his ass.
Now what you're gonna want to do too is once you get it up there, put it out of your mind. You can't be doing the whole space flight thinking about what's in your butthole. All right. By the way, Steve, I pulled this out.
Yeah.
You are totally right on the Diedrich Bader thing. If like Diedrich Bader, I don't know, like was the manager of a leather bar or something. Like it's fucking awesome.
Leather daddy.
I'm reading that.
Well, I bet you're sitting there at home right now wondering, well, what is this Galandro fellow all about? Well, he was one of the most merciless gunmen in the galaxy.
Ooh.
Right. Galandro learned at an early age to be cold and heartless, and later, quick on the draw.
Smart. Very smart to think
so
like that.
Cool. So fucking cool. I wish I grew up like Galandro. Galandro was a commoner on the backwater planet of Watt. Willix. It's Y-L-I-X.
Willix. Okay. Also, so, yo, we got here, guys? We got ourselves a good old-fashioned fucking space swamp boy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, dude. Oh, like a fan boat that somehow goes into space.
Yes. With a planet that's named after what sounds like a bathroom cleaner.
Yeah.
I love it.
A world besieged by revolutionaries and terrorists from Golitz, a rival colony in a nearby system. Attacks were common, but they never affected young Galandro until the day he saw his parents murdered before his
eyes. Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
I mean, yeah, the average is low, but when it hits, man, look out.
It's just like, you know, there were militants and terrorists and stuff, and didn't bother Galandro. Then they killed his parents.
Well, yeah, if you wake up every morning as Galandro and look at yourself in the mirror, you just imagine, well, I'm an immortal, and my whole family right. must be immortals, because look at the specimen I got here.
Oh, God, he's so good looking.
I mean, look, Eric, I know this is a wardrobe you wish you had.
Definitely.
Some of these duds are just, they scream Siska to me.
I think I'm going to, one day we'll go to San Diego Comic Con, and I'll dress up like Galandro, and people will be like, who? What?
Pardon me? What?
Is that Battle Babylon 5? What the fuck are you?
I'm not surprised you haven't heard of the man who beat Han Solo's ass.
Give him a nice spanking.
Know, here's the thing. If you're dressed up like any Star Wars character and someone comes up to you and goes, hey, is that from Babylon 5? You reserve the right to slap that person.
Oh, you know what
face.
I'm doing? Throat punch. I think that's what Galandro would do.
Same goes for Farscape.
It's like, look like the cheapest Halloween costume you've ever seen in your life? No, I don't.
Boy,
I'm Galandro.
I look like the second cheapest Halloween costume.
You know, now I'm going to have to make a new We Hate Movies Gmail address just to address our Babylon 5 complaints. It'll be like babylon5@wehatemovies.com.
Look,
that's where you should send them, please. Please.
The Babylonians will come for us.
Exactly.
I never watched the show. I'm sure it's great.
Listen, I've watched it.
And it was good.
No.
And you enjoyed it.
I get why people like it, but it's very dense. It's very slow. And indeed, it's very fucking cheap. So especially in like a modern eye, it's hard to watch.
Dense, slow, and cheap. Why, he's describing himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Ah, gotcha.
You did indeed, Shooters. Galandro.
Quick on the draw.
Sure.
So Galandro then, he grew up in orphanages and joined the planetary militia as soon as he was old enough. Hell yeah.
Wow.
That's right, dude. Having some suds, shooting some fucking unregistered guns.
Unregistered blasters, I guess, is what he's got working here, right?
No, I don't have a permit for that. This is a swamp blaster.
But guess what, Brood? Hatred for the Golitz burned his in his breast.
Wait, yep. In a militia, he just got angrier and angrier? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Wow. He's like, God damn it, everyone keeps sending us boxes of these space dildos. This is a militia, God damn it.
Why didn't any of you tell me that my parents could die? All right? Why didn't any of you just do what you should have done and told me they could die?
That's right. The space government lied to me. I didn't know that death was real. That's why I'm going to overthrow them. So... he became an exemplary soldier in this militia. Every day, that hatred for those Golitz terrorists growing in his fucking heart. Oh, my God, his eyes were red. And while he became a hero to some, others were disturbed by his lack of conscience.
Okay.
He volunteered for increasingly hazardous assignments, becoming addicted to danger and conflict.
Holy shit, dude. Addicted to danger. Cool. Who is he, Dan Cortez?
He's cooler than him, if you could imagine such a thing.
No, I can't.
Whoa!
I can.
Step off, Galandro. Step off.
When the war against the Golitz ended, Galandro became a mercenary, hiring out as a bodyguard, soldier, bounty hunter, or assassin.
Oh, it's all kind of the same fucking job, really.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And all the while, he practiced his quick draw.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I love playing quick draw. It's where the machine picks your numbers for you in the lotto, and you walk out of the bodega faster with quick draw.
I play by chance. Quick draw.
I don't play the scratchies. I just play a quick draw.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like, you know, these people that put in, like, the date Alderaan blew up or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Get me. No, I got to put my numbers in. Get yes, over here.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Guess what? Galandro's exploits became legendary. Could you believe it?
Of course they did.
Yeah.
So fucking cool.
What's Greedo's birthday again?
Okay. No, he's Rodian. They do the months different.
The month comes first.
Well, it's Lax Sivrak's mother's phone number. But backwards, right? What was that?
I think there's actual letters in there, too. It's not just the numbers.
Well, guess what Galandra did next?
What did he do?
He single-handedly hijacked the Quemar messenger on its maiden run and flew with Maro's demons. Sure, and I have no idea what any of that means.
That sounds exciting, though. It sounds like an adventure that I'd like to watch.
Sounds like an incredible adventure. Hijacked some ship on its maiden voyage, and then he hung out with some demons. Which might be a crew name, or I like to believe actual demons.
I mean, because that's like, you know, I feel that that's a step we should take in either some, you know, literature. You know, I'm not saying it needs to be in a movie or a TV show or anything. Maybe a couple of comics, like paranormal shit in Star Wars.
Yeah,
like amp that up and start with these demons, dude. Sounds pretty cool. Yep. Or you're right, it could be like a fucking speed racer gang, in which case. Maybe not as cool, but if it is paranormal shit, bring on the demons in Star Wars.
There's only one horror book I remember. And it was actually pretty recent. It was called Death Troopers, and it was about zombies in Star Wars. Yeah, I know, Steve. It came out when that was a little more palatable, and
Got
I remember it,
it
being
right.
Okay. But we definitely need to amp up the whole horror aspect because this galaxy's fucking terrifying. You got fucking Jabba the Hutt. That's scary. It's disgusting scary.
Yeah. Let's see the torture chambers. Let's see them.
There's got to be like a Freddy Krueger equivalent in Star Wars.
Absolutely. Yes. Like a force ghost that just like fucks with you in your dreams.
Yes. Nightmare in the Balerion system or something.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
He turned
Never
Ben bad.
Sleep again.
Yeah, you just go in the back to tank with your eyes open. Mm. Oh man, and now I'm just thinking about Freddy's gloved hand coming through the back to tank up by the crotch, just like that iconic shot from the movie.
That'd be cool. Yeah, ruining all of Boba Fett's beautiful exposition.
Oi, there's a hand in my Gulliver.
Hey, anyway. Pale, you got to find another bick to take. I'm trying to tell the audience where I've been.
Watch your fingers. Watch your fingers. You're getting close there.
So this next little hot little Galandro adventure is making me wet. Here we go.
Ooh.
He incurred the wrath of the Assassin's Guild, but when he killed half their elite circle, they decided to leave him alone.
See, this is why you can't, you cannot, the Star Wars fandom cannot deal with a character this badass.
Yeah. That's right.
It would
That's
level true. The fucking playing field.
And if anyone out there says he's a Gary Stu or Mary Sue, I'm going to throat punch you and get my militia to kill you. Well, don't fucking talk shit about Galandro.
You could say what you want about my very own father, but not Galandro. Okay?
That's right. Right. That's right. Say whatever fucking you want assholes. About Steve's father.
Gotcha.
Well, I know what to call him. I can tell those people who are thinking like that what to call him. Call him shut the fuck up is
Thank
what you.
You
call him is shut the fuck up all of you.
Thank
you.
Top 10 reasons why Galandro is a problematic character.
I'm sure.
The gunman gained the death mark on over 100 worlds, but Ooh. He was too tough for anyone to take down. Oh, fuck yeah, Galandro.
Oh, yeah, dude, this guy's winning fucking duels left and right, I bet.
Too fucking tough. Too fucking tough. Nobody could bring him down.
Hell yes.
Odium, a powerful sector manager for the outlying corporate sector authority, made Galandro an offer one day.
Could he refuse it, do you think? Or
we'll see.
Oh, all right.
Odium wanted the Malorm family dead. Not only would he offer good pay, but a general amnesty as well.
Ooh.
Yeah,
this appears
clean.
To be worth Galandro's while.
Yeah, like, you know, Galandro will take you up on this one.
I would just say careful, Galandro. When a deal looks too good to be good, true, Galandro, it just might be.
Mm. Yes. So Galandro finished the job easily.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then I was wrong. I apologize.
Oh, wow. It was just really in and out instead, huh? Okay.
Oh, you just want me to kill him? Okay. Bam, bam, bam. Okay.
He's
Amnesty.
That goddamn good. He's that killed goddamn good.
The whole family. I heard he cut the fucking family dog in half.
Oh, wow. He's tough. He's a tough.
You don't want to know what he did to the babies. You don't want to know.
You see what he did with the babies? He was juggling them, and then he started looping in some chainsaws in his juggling. And the rest is history.
And it has worked out many times before this, but this time just all fall down.
Impressed, Odium brought Galandro onto his staff of operations. Look at this.
Wow, you got a full-time job out of this.
I love that.
Corporate.
Get those bennies.
Galandro driving to work, getting a suit on.
This is not my beautiful house. This is not my beautiful home.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you to don't kill his spirit. I don't know if a day job is good for him.
Letting the days go by. Galandro's got a full-time job.
I'm going to listen to Fernando and that song back to back and scream in my car. On retainer, Galandro began living life better. Ooh, the good life.
Wow, he's on retainer, man. Like, they really wanted this guy.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, yeah, you know, is it less exciting? But the commute's so much better. And then, like, you have all this extra time. You're like, wow, without that commute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then one day he met his match in a young Carillion pilot named Han Solo.
Oh, here we go.
Boo. Hiss.
Hey, we're using that word match loosely, aren't we? We're just, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Solo wishes, dude.
Please. After a brief altercation on the planet Amund, Han and Galandro faced each other aboard the Millennium Falcon while it was held in the tractor beam of an Espo Victory-class destroyer.
Wow, so it's like we're fighting with one another while the ship is also in danger.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
I mean, whatever Galandro does is badass.
Eyes on the prize all the time.
Han tricked his opponent, Galandro, into grabbing a rigged security case, which sent neural shocks up Galandro's right arm. Knowing he couldn't draw as well with his left hand, a humiliated Galandro acceded to Solo. By the way, dirty fucking trick, all right? You can't fight a man-to-man. You got to poison his arm.
It does sound like that. It does sound like a dirty trick, Eric.
It's a dirty fucking trick. A scoundrel. Nerf herder would do that.
You poisoned my arm, you fuck! look at you, did you poison my arm now?
Galandro encountered Solo only once more. The gunman was working for
pardon me?
What, Galandro? What?
It's Juok, okay? J-U-O-C-H.
Juok.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay, listen. Okay, it's not his fault that the Juoks controlled the mining operations.
Oh,
It says Juwok of the mining operation on Delit.
Okay.
Solo and his partners arrived on the planet in search of the Zim treasure ship, Queen of the Rancoon.
Okay. All right, I like that.
Nice fucking Glandro nursing that wound, looking for treasure ships. I like this.
Yeah. Sounds also like the title of an Indiana Jones story. Indiana Jones and the King of the Rangoon, or whatever it was called.
King of the Carabangoon.
Yeah, Indiana Jones and the Tale of the Takeout. During the battle against a group of rogue robots, Galangio and Han saved each other's lives. Fucking class act, dude.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
This guy, beautiful. But once Han found the treasure, all truces were off.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep.
Watch your arm, asshole. I'm going to poison it again.
In a duel, Galangio was faster. Han was disabled. Boom. Yeah. Fucking shot your ass, piece of shit.
Take it.
But Galangio didn't know that Zim had installed a no weapon system in part of the chambers.
Did he poison the other arm? Is that what's about to happen here?
A dozen lasers shot towards Galangio at the speed of light.
Whoa.
Igniting his body into a flaming inferno.
Galangio.
You know what? It's how he would want to go out. That's absolutely a death of a king.
Look what I did
right
to my beautiful Galangio.
And so the fastest gunman in the galaxy met his match. Oh, my God. So, folks at home, that concludes the entry in the book. But I want to tell you a little bit about Galandro's daughter.
Yes, ooh, please. Anya.
You looked it up.
I did.
I like that. Anya Galandro was the daughter of Han Solo's rival, Galandro. She faced off with Solo on the planet Ord Mantell and befriended the Solo children.
Okay.
She was addicted to spice.
Oh no.
Yeah, well, you know, the woman lost her father, all right?
That's true.
She's murdered by a security system.
This is interesting. Although she wasn't force sensitive, she trained at Luke Skywalker's Jedi Academy on Yavin 4 and wielded an ancient yellow bladed lightsaber. Interesting to admit someone without the force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. What was it, a fucking slow admission year? What's that about?
She had a tattoo of a beetle on her right arm.
Ah.
She tried to give up spice. And she tried to give up spice, and a Jedi master and ambassador of Mon Calamari helped her by cleansing her body of all the poisons. Okay, all right.
So got she rehab. Got clean here.
Yeah, she went to rehab. Yeah, there's a sub here that says addiction ended. There's also Cloud City ambush, a Black Sun. She's had a lot of adventures, it seems, in the Young Jedi Knight's stories. And it appears she is still alive. One funny thing, too, is she becomes friends with Jaina and Jason. And when she meets Han Solo, she's like, "That's the man that killed my father."
Oh, sure.
And Han Solo's like, "No, I didn't." Nope.
It was the lasers there.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was because it's like technically the trap killed Galangio and not Han Solo. Yeah.
He shot me, if anything. I mean, your dad was kind of a prick to me, I'll be honest.
That's right. Galandro won that duel, man. He was fucking undefeated when he died. Flawless victory.
That's my guy.
And it also says here that Jason Solo had a small infatuation with this older woman.
Oh. Of course.
Ooh. Yeah. Taken after his old man.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. So I guess that's about going to do it for us, folks. We are going to find, hopefully, folks, we will come back in the next month or two and get word that they're developing perhaps a Disney Plus Galandro series.
Fingers crossed,
or a full movie, I would prefer. Just all about Galandro, and you know, from his days watching his parents killed by terrorists to joining a backwater militia to going out into space and, you know, being the best at everything. I love this guy so fucking much. And now I want to hear you say you love him too. Andrew?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally love Galandro, dude. I love the legacy. I love the badassery. I love someone that can look at Han Solo and be like, "Now that guy's a fucking prick. I don't like that guy." And also, I mean, spectacular fucking death. 12 lasers,
yes,
firing at you at the speed of light, incinerating you. I want to pull it up because I'm on the Star Wars
Does
fandom
he say,
here.
Mother, before that happened.
It's kind of great because it says on fandom, Galandro died with his draw undefeated, the victim of a speed of light defensive technology that left him a, you guessed it, charred corpse.
Of course.
Excellent.
So, great character, great fitting Star Wars end to Galandro.
You live hard, you die hard. What a legacy to leave behind. Steve, what do you think of Galandro?
I mean, I think he's a perfect character. I think we're ready for not just a series of series. And also, I'd like to say, what if all those lasers, they're firing so quickly, what if he got out there just in time? He didn't notice.
Exactly. What if somehow Galandro returned?
Well, it's happened before.
Chris Cabin, what do you think of that?
I would like that. I mean, as you know, Eric, I love this character. And I think, you know what, recently, John Hamm has been in a few good movies and like a couple, he's got a couple good guest spots. It's time to squander that goodwill and make a Star Wars show.
And become
Galandro for, you know, do it like the Bear. Nothing more than 10 episodes, all 30 minutes. And it's just you killing people each episode.
As long as you can grow a giant Zapata-like mustache.
I think he can do it. I think my guy's got it. I think he can do it. But
I would love that.
I would love that. And, of course, I love this character. And I love the fact that, like, Han Solo never got to, like, defeat the guy who defeated him. That really That really speaks to the character. I think it's great.
So, I guess we got to everyone, right?
Yes.
All right.
We went the whole Galandro way around there. And that is going to do it for us this month on the Gleep Glossary. Now you know the rest of the story. So until next time, I am Eric Siska.
Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Chris Gavin.
Now go it shoots yourself.